Welcome to Big Broadway Energy, the podcast, with your host, Stephen Rudin. That's me. Thank you for being here, podcast listener. That is you. And today is a special day at Big Broadway Energy because we are going to talk about a fantastic arts organization in Tempe Bay that has been just giving kids who might not have the opportunity to have arts in their life the opportunity to have arts in their life all over Tampa Bay. And I've said it since day one on this podcast that, you know, arts in schools, they're just not a nice thing to have. They are a must-have. They are something that really, without it, you don't get a fully formed human ready for the world. And I love when organizations like this do what they do because it really gives people that full experience of school. And my guest, I think, would wholeheartedly agree, and not only with their words, but also with their actions. We are talking about the Class Acts program at the Mahaffey Theater. And I'm so excited to welcome the coordinator of the program to the pod, Katrina Young. Katrina, welcome to Big Broadway Energy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I think it's because the people I bring on are people who get what the arts are about and why they're so important. And it's truly an honor to have you on the show. I'd love for you to talk to us a little bit about not only Class Acts, which we'll talk about a little bit later, which is our, you know, your full program, but what the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts does for Tampa Bay.
Absolutely. So the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts has such a large impact in all of the Tampa Bay region, but also specifically here in St. Petersburg. Our Class Acts program is able to serve over 25,000 students annually, which I have the privilege of being able to coordinate and put together and find all of the entertaining things for them to do. But not only that, the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts is the driving force behind the Mahaffey Theater. So every show that you're seeing or a thing that you're participating in at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts is happening because the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts is there and there to support it. And as the theater has had its 60th anniversary this year, it's been through a lot of like trials and tribulations.
Sure.
And in the past 14 years that Mr. Edwards has been able to put the support behind the theater, it's flourished, and it wouldn't be without his initial contribution and our members and donors that are supporting and constantly out to the theater that we'd be able to have all the wonderful performances that you see and the new diverse offerings that we're offering.
It's true. And this is just a small blurb from the website. The foundation has played a vital role in bringing world-class artists to the Mahaffey Theater, expanding arts education, and ensuring that diverse, high-quality performances are accessible to all. So, I don't know. I can't overstate the fact that accessible to all is a big deal, right? I mean, you just said you came back from New York. I used to live in New York for many years. You know, obviously, the Broadway vibe is a vibe, but it is not a cheap vibe. And it's a thing where like you sometimes feel like you're very blessed and sort of privileged to be able to sit in a Broadway theater and see a Broadway show these days. The fact that you're bringing this stuff to Tampa Bay is what makes me so excited. What are some of the things you do during the year before we get to the summer program that you bring to these 25,000 kids all over Tampa Bay?
Oh, for sure. Well, I'm always coming up with something interesting. Our program is kind of like a mini school time series for our theater. And throughout the school year, I'm picking different shows for these kids to come and watch and participate. A lot of them are maybe math focused, science focused, maybe they're big musicals, and they all have to do with some sort of topic that's happening in school, but it relates it back to the arts in some sort of fun way. And getting a chance for those kids to get out of the classroom and really dive deeper into music and just feeling the vibe of live entertainment in the theater, which is so cool because for some of the students, it's their first time.
Sure.
And that type of environment.
Absolutely.
But also kind of seeing how the arts can relate to almost anything. And we have a couple of performers that, like, we have a science guy who I used to use when I was a teacher. And he comes in and he's rapping and throwing toilet paper in the audience. And, like, for the kids to be able to see that you can like two things at once, which
sure.
is one of my, you know, biggest things, talking about myself. But being able to see the kids, you know, kind of relate to that or see people like them on stage is super awesome, and the fact that we're able to offer that, as well as we have our BAM festivals, which are books, art, and music festivals, and those are super fun. They're really hands-on. They're outside in our plaza, and we're able to bring in anywhere from like 700 to 900 kids at a time.
So awesome.
Which is insane, and I have the lovely privilege of scheduling that.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
But we provide lunch for these students, and then throughout the day, depending on what the workshop or the BAM's theme is, they get to walk through all these different types of workshops
uh-huh.
and
cool.
presentations. We've had reptiles. We've had dancing robots on stilts. We've had llamas. We've had Maniac Mary. Like, we've had so many different things happen on our plaza, and these kids are getting such cool, unique opportunities. And I think a lot of people don't know that that's happening down at the Mahaffey Theater.
Well, when I did my research for our discussion today, I knew it existed. And I knew I'd worked with one of your volunteers who was in a show with me earlier this year. And, you know, she had sort of talked to me about what you guys are doing. And I thought to myself, wait, what are you doing? Like, I knew you had a summer camp, but all these other things, it made me get so excited about what we are doing for the youth of today. 80 years old, but I feel like I am sometimes. And when I see little kids like 5, 6, 7 years old, like in their phones, I think to myself, like, wait a minute, you're missing like what it is to interact with each other and be silly and be fun and not be afraid to be silly and fun. And all those things that I think when I found the arts, it just opened up a new world for me. And I just felt finally like, oh, I can be myself and it's not bad. It's good. It's fun. It's exciting. And I'm finding like-minded people, like all those things that happen without even like knowing it's happening. It's sort of like an afterthought of the arts.
I love that. Actually, we take our students' phones at summer camp.
Love that.
And, you know, there's always a little bit of like on the first day. By the second day, they don't even notice.
Oh, my gosh. That's so great.
So much fun. They're forgetting them. Like, I think there was multiple days where I had a particular student last year, which is kind of, I guess, not to segue it for you, but she had left her phone and the background was Legally Blonde.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was like the album cover. And I had kind of been thinking that that was what I was wanting to do next. And then when we found that and she had left it there, I was like, okay, we're settled.
It's so great. That's actually a perfect segue into the Class Act Summer Camp, a Broadway experience for young artists and technicians. Yeah. What can a student expect at this summer camp?
Okay, so the way that I describe this is that it's a beautiful production.
That sounds like every rehearsal process I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, I think I got quoted saying that the first year of summer camp, and I was kind of like, maybe I shouldn't have put it that way. But honestly, the more I think about it, it's completely true.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most fun 3 weeks of my life, and I think also for some of the kids, especially I've been reading some of their scholarship applications, and they kind of agree with me that it's pretty epic. So, you know, our summer, what to expect? I don't know. Like, you're going to have so much fun. You're not going to know what to do with yourself, but also you're going to be so tired. Like, I love when the kids come in. We start at 8 a.m. Most of them are here at 7:30. Some of them are traveling pretty far to come to our camp. And you will see them in a cuddle puddle, sleep on the floor by the third day, because we are working them out. They're there until 4. They're putting in a full 40-hour work week.
Wow.
And we have a lot to do and not enough snack breaks, but you get a chance to just work with some of the most fun people I've ever had in my theatrical life, and I kind of get a chance to select my team for this and put them all together. And when we're on a room together with our students, like I said, it's one of just the best experiences ever, and they get a chance to learn and create and do. And not only that, but it's like on the Mahaffey Theater stage, which I'm honestly kind of jealous, but
totally. Me too. No, it's true. You know, it reminds me a lot. I do an adjudication for the Florida Thespian Festival, which happens every April and or March. And, you know, I remember being a student, and it was like the very early days of that festival, and there was like a couple hundred people. And now I go, and there's 6,000 kids at the convention center. And you look around and talk about cuddle puddles. Like, we're so affectionate. Like, you know, drama kids are so affectionate. But it's like, they also feel like, oh, I can breathe this week.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nobody going to bully me. Oh, there's nobody going to say I'm a freak or I'm not, you know, the thing that I'm supposed to be in middle school. Like, they're able to like exist, and it fills me with such joy, Katrina. Like, I can't explain what that week does for me. As an adjudicator, I used to be a sponsor and a teacher, so I know what that feels like to bring those kids to those festivals. But it's this idea of like, oh no, I'm with my people, and we're just gonna have a great time and work our butts off, and no judgments, no shame, just like fun.
And one of my favorite things, too, about that is, you know, and I'm sure this is for all programs, but I know particularly for ours, my favorite thing is to see a child that comes in, you know, at auditions. Maybe they don't know somebody. First day of camp, they're a little shy. They don't know, you know, am I going to fit in here? And, you know, we're privileged enough that we have a lot of kids that do our camp over and over again. Every time, by the second day, third day, definitely by the end of camp, we are crying. It is rough. Like, they have made such strong connections. And I think that's because of all of the well-rounded things that theater teaches you.
Sure.
And how, you know, to not be afraid to talk to someone or be yourself or be goofy. And even if someone is goofy, maybe be like, that's kind of cool. Let me check in on that.
100%.
And, you know, seeing these kids kind of form these relationships throughout the year has been amazing, but also every year I'm kind of always looking for like, okay, who's that new person in the room and are they going to mesh well? And by the end, I'm like, of course.
They're in it. You know? I love it. And this is the first year you actually added technicians to the camp, right? Talk to us a little bit about that. I love that we're bringing people that are, you know, just as important, but just behind the scenes.
Yeah. So last year we did a production of Little Mermaid, but we got into that production and about halfway through I went, oh, how are we going to make this all work? I was like, you know, I'm looking at my little fishes and I'm like, well, we got to move parts of the set and we have fog machines and like all these extra technical aspects. And I was like, I need technicians. Yeah. And so we kind of, you know, tried to scramble together, you know, anyone. I'm like, hey, if you're interested, like, come on down. But, you know, we didn't go official into it. And this year I was like, okay, I know that we're about to put on a pretty epic production. And, you know, the only way to do that is by having some awesome technicians. And what a better way than to learn that in camp? I actually, the person who's working on us with our set, we've been joking about times when we were 12 and we were tasked with making the set of Little Mermaid Junior and making it out of cardboard and painting everywhere. And
yeah.
Let's get some kids in here that can really not only learn about the process of putting together a production and the high technical elements that we're able to add to the show. But one of the really cool things is they get a chance to work in a union house, which isn't so typical.
Sure.
And I know for even myself, kind of walking into the Mahaffey the first, you know, couple of months and getting used to what that's like, it's very different. And so for these students to kind of get a chance to work one-on-one with some of our amazing IOTC members that are in this area, it's so cool that they're going to get a chance to, you know, kind of shadow. We do this really epic theater tour where they kind of break out into small groups and get a chance to play with the lights.
I mean,
I've never
cool
done that.
Is that.
They go on the catwalk. I've never done that. Like, I'm jealous. I'm like, okay, I'm going with them this year. And so like we kind of did that with our, you know, our bigger group. And so I'm really excited this year to kind of dive deeper and see, you know, what different elements we can add to the camp by really engaging those students. And it's a smaller group, but I think that makes it even more fun because
sure. They're
so hands-on with the production and kind of are going to get a chance to do whatever they want. If they want to do costumes, I'm sure we would love to have them sew instead of one of my lovely teachers.
Right.
Or, you know, and paint sets and kind of really get their hands in the nitty gritty of a theatrical production. And
it's so true.
Then, you know, also kind of sit back while we program lights and call the show and be responsible for moving our 20-foot staircases. Like, oh my goodness.
So. Yeah, no, it's true. Like there's so many kids that find their voice in technical theater that I think a lot of times when they're, you know, to your point, there's not a lot of, sometimes schools don't have that kind of budget to have those things at their fingertips, so they're not really learning it. But if you go to a union house, and IOTC is the union basically for stage managers and technicians on, you know, on stage, for people that don't know it, you are getting that experience, and it just like catapults you to a new level of understanding of it.
I think there's so much that's like maybe not understood in that realm of theater, you know, coming from a community theater background as well.
Right.
You know, this adds a whole nother element to it that our students are getting a chance to be right in front of at their young years. And I can only imagine like what that's going to grow into as they continue to get older versus me who like, you know, walked in and was like, wait, do we have to take a break?
<It's>
I think that's super cool for them to learn.
I totally agree. And oh my God, you guys, you're never going to believe what's in store this year. So you kind of gave us a little bit of a sneak peek just a second ago. Tell us about the show you're producing this summer.
Legally Blonde Jr. I'm so excited for this one. We were talking before the show and I was talking about how when I was younger, I did this show as the junior production. And then I've watched every single video that's on YouTube of every other production in the entire world. I love this show and it's just so catchy and the songs are so fun. I think it's going to be a super awesome experience for our kids.
It's colorful. There's so many great different parts. There's great story to it. Like I really do love it. And I was lucky enough. I had a friend who was in the original company and we got to go to the Broadway premiere that they aired on MTV and they made us wear like all pink.
Yes!
And it was so fun. It was like, what is going on? And I'm like, oh wait, the jump rope thing is no joke. Are you guys doing like all the choreography and everything?
Oh yeah, we go.
That's so great. And the Elle Woods of Broadway, Miss Laura Bell Bundy, is actually showing up to do a workshop for you guys.
Yes, I'm so ecstatic.
How amazing is that?
It just kind of like fate. Like I had reached out to some people just seeing if we could get you know, elevated experience for our camp. And when I tell you, she and her team were the first people to respond.
So
and
awesome.
And my team looked at each other and we're like,
oh my God, oh my God, you guys.
Like, we're freaking out. We don't know what to do. We're so excited. And so when the opportunity presented itself and it was like, okay, she can do a workshop, I was like, yes, done, whatever it takes. We are bringing this to our kids.
How it's exciting. Gonna be amazing. And it's been my experience that when you give Broadway artists the opportunity to talk to kids about the work, they can't wait to do it. Like, there's always Broadway stars that come and volunteer at the Thespian Festival too. Yes. Like, I've met, my gosh, Alice Ripley, who else was there? So many of them. I'm now, of course, I'm brain farting, but there's so many people that, like, they understand the importance and value of it. So they're like, oh no, I'm going to give you my time to do this. Carrie Butler is the other one that came.
Oh,
and you
yes!
always going to, yes. So like, it's like they, it reminds me of when I got to be introduced to those people as a kid and just like the magic that comes from it. It's just like, there's nothing like it, Katrina. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah. Brings a little bit of reality to sometimes people that maybe seem untouchable. And, like, for our kids, you know, they see that as a dream or, like, can I do that? But, you know, especially being in Florida, we're kind of far away from it. Some of my kids have never even seen a Broadway show.
Sure.
And so for that to come and just kind of sit in their lap, I think that's amazing.
No, it's exactly right. It's like, oh, wait, you can do this for a living. It's not just a dream. You could actually, if you work really hard, you could maybe do this.
Yes.
Which is so cool. Yeah, exactly.
And then invite me.
And then invite the class act. Summer Theater Camp returns this July 7th through the 26th, offering full-scale Broadway-style experience for students ages 7 to 18. The first time they are offering both the performance track and the technical theater track over the course of 3 weeks. If you're a camper, you're diving deep into choreography, vocal technique, acting, scenic design, lighting, costuming, backstage management. I'm so happy that this exists in Pinellas County. And you mentioned Florida. Florida's a little bit scary with the arts right now. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the next day is going to bring, but organizations like the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts are really giving us this like feeling of safety.
Yeah, you know, we are so happy to be able to provide, you know, what we are able to for our community. I think there's a lot of schools and teachers that kind of feel at a loss at this time as to like, what are they going to do, you know?
Yeah.
And for those teachers to know that they can just go to our website and sign up for a field trip. It's going to be completely free. We pay for their bus transportation if they need it. I mean, there's no charge at all. And all they have to do is fill out a little form and we're going to give them a call and help them get their students to us to have this, you know, unique opportunity is so cool. And then, you know, to be able to enhance that throughout the summer and provide these hands-on experiences where kids are getting a chance to get into the thick of a production. And I didn't mention this earlier, but one of the coolest things we do at the end of our school year is we have a production that's done by kids for kids.
Oh, wow.
And so like in May this past year, we had about 25 kids perform Junie B. Jones Jr.
Oh, wow.
And these kids got a chance that were in the audience to see a 10-year-old being the star role of this show. And they do a little talk back at the end and talk about how you can be involved in our summer camp. And, you know, throughout the years, we've seen a couple of kids come from that show and more and more.
How great.
And it's so cool, you know, to see yourself up on stage. And if maybe you haven't done it before or you're not too sure or your school doesn't have a program that, you know, that's in front of you and now you know what to do and where to go. And no matter what, we're going to help you out. Like, we have scholarships and, you know, we're a pretty easy team to get along with.
Sure.
When it comes to, you know, figuring out how we can make things work for a particular family. And so it's such a unique experience that I'm able to offer, you know, with the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts. And I'm so proud of it.
I mean, I am so excited again that it exists. If you want more information, you can go to Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts, all one word, .org. And that's where you can find information on all the different programs that Class Acts offers. And then that's also where you go if you want to sign up, right?
Yes. You'll get linked to our Class Acts website as well. You can also find it on the Mahaffey.com as well.
Fantastic. And if you want to just go see Legally Blonde, the musical Junior, it'll take place on Friday, July 25th at 7:30 and Saturday, July 26th at 3:30. I'm so excited to see the show. Before I let you go, Katrina, my last question I ask everybody, what does art mean to you?
Oh, so much. Art is everything to me. I was a science teacher, and, you know, like, science is knowledge, mm-hmm. and art is everything else, I believe. I have always been such an advocate for both, and I love that my job allows me to kind of connect my two passions, and art is just all of the in-between, like all of my type A personality, the B is all the art. Like, you know, I see lines and then the scribbles and the sparkles and the color is art, and I love that I get a chance to incorporate both of those things in my job and in my life, and I hope that, you know, as kids grow up and time has changed and things, that the art doesn't find its way far, far away, because, you know, it's what makes us interesting and unique.
I can't agree more.
Well, thank you again, Katrina, for being here, and thank you for all you're doing for the youth of Pinellas County. So Friday, July 18th, is that right?
Yes.
At 7:30 p.m., you can actually come and watch Laura Bell Bundy do a one night only at the Mahaffey.
Yes, it's going to be epic.
Oh my gosh.
With participants from our camp.
Oh, that is so cool. So you have to check that out too. Thank you, dear listener, for joining us again on Big Broadway Energy, the podcast. Don't forget that you can listen to your favorite Broadway hits and hear some Broadway tidbits every Sunday at 5 p.m. for Big Broadway Energy, the radio hour. And if you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show, email me, will you? At BigBroadwayEnergy, all one word, at gmail.com. Until next time, friends, be kind, be curious, and keep creating. Bye, everybody.